Sechtes mit Voyes, Perik Zion, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah and the next Mishnah, we'll be talking about different types of stages that water may be in, frozen, not frozen, when it can be used for mikveh, or if water gets discolored, when it's still considered water and kosher for mikveh use, and when not. Zok the Halakha Mishnah, Yesh Malin Es HaMikveh. There are certain waters that are considered water in order to raise the shear of the mikveh. If you have a mikveh that's less than 40 sa, you can. This water is kosher to raise it to 40 sa, providing that it's not she'uvim, as we'll learn. And then, loy poislin, they will not passel the mikveh when they are in a stage of she'uvim, as we will learn. And then you have poislin, the waters that will make the mikveh passel, with the halacha of gimel lugin, and loy mal, and they can't raise the level of the mikveh. They're not kosher water to raise it to 40 sa, even to supplement a collection of rainwater. And then there's a third category. Loy malin, if this type of water falls into the mikveh, it will not raise the shear of the mikveh, even though physically you have more water now because these types of water fell in, it will not raise the halachic shear of the water, but veloy poislin, it does not disqualify the water either. And the Mishnah says, Elu Mailin and Loy Poislin. The following will lift up the shear, can make the shear complete to Memso. If it was missing and these things fell in, it will complete the shear, but Loy Poislin, they don't invalidate the mikveh. And these cases are Hasheleg, snow, Haborod, and hail. Bakfor, it's frozen, also some type of frozen type of water. Bahagolid, this is sometimes you see in the morning when the dew freezes. Bahamelech, salt that came out of water. Vetit hanorik, and pourable mud that you can pour from one, it's still not that thick, you can pour it from one vessel to another vessel, so it's still considered water. All these are usable as rainwater, providing that they got into the mikveh. And even if they were somehow received in a receptacle, they will not invalidate the mikveh, and they are not included in the halacha of gimel lugim. The Mefarshim tried to explain each one. We're not going to go into why they don't become she'uvim, but that is the halacha. Omer Rebbe Akiva. Says Rebbe Akiva, when I learned this halacha in the Beis Medrash about the shelig, Rabbi Shmuel don kenegdi loymer. Rabbi Shmuel would argue against and say, Hashelig ein amala. Snow does not raise the shear of a mikveh. Ein amala es a mikveh. Heidu anche mediva mishmoi, and the people from mediva would testify in the name of Yishmol, she omalahem tzu va'osu mikveh v'tchila, that he allowed them to make a mikveh from snow, not just to be mashlim, but in order to make the entire mikveh out of snow. So we have conflicting reports as to what the shita is of Rabbi Shmuel, and as far as what the halacha lemaisa is, you have to consult, of course, with a rav who is a baki in mikvois whenever it comes to a shaila of a mikveh that's missing the shear, and the only viable solution is to use snow or kerach mamachti, commercial made, man made, manufactured ice. These things need the guidance of a rav who is baki in hilchos mikvois. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, "Even haborod kemayim, a stone of hail." Has a lot of water. The hainu, it will passel the mikveh with gimel lugin, and if it was in a receptacle, and if it falls into the mikveh not in a situation where it was shoiv, so then it will be mashlim the shear of the mikveh. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad malin v'loy paislin. What is the case where we use these waters to lift up the shear of the mikveh and it doesn't passel the mikveh? Says the Mishnah, mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim socha sa'achas. If you have a mikveh that has 40 so'im minus 1, there's only 39 so'im. Nafal mehem, if any of the above listed types of water in that stage fall into the mikveh, so'a l'toichai, a complete so'a, v'heleu, and now you have 40 so'im in the mikveh. I guess the redundancy of the Mishnah is maybe alluding to what some of the Farshim point out, that snow may give off more of a measurement than it actually is. There is air pockets in the snow, so it has to physically be malah the mikveh to 40 saw. In other words, you need maybe even a little bit more of a saw of snow to be malah the mikveh, possibly. So nimtzu malin, so these waters, these snow and all these things have lifted up the shear of the mikveh, below poislin, but it doesn't passel the mikveh, even though they may have been in a keli beforehand, they will not passel the mikveh. Mesechtes mikvois, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. And we continue with the second category. Elu Poislin. The following waters will be considered waters that if they're shoiv in a keli, they will passel the mikveh, they fall in before the mikveh has 40 soim of mayim megishamim. And loy malim. On the other hand, they don't raise the shear of the mikveh. So hamayim, which was shuvim, bein tameim, bein tor. Whether if they're tamei or tor makes no difference. If they're shoiv and they fall into the mikveh, it passes the mikveh, and it doesn't consider the mikveh as if you raise the shear. It continues the Mishnah. Mei kavashim, water which you use to soak vegetables in. If you pickle vegetables in this water, let it soak for a long time. Or mei shlokos, water which you have cooked vegetables in it. Vatemed, water which was poured over the residue of grape skins, which we used to make wine, achle hechmetz, before it turned into wine, it didn't become acidic, it hasn't fermented. So all these things have halacha of water, and if they were received in a keli prior to going into the mikveh, they would pass the mikveh with the shear of gimelugim. Kate said, poislin v'loy malin. When is the situation that these waters would make the mikveh invalid and not raise the shear? Mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim so'a, if you have a mikveh which contains 40 so'a, chasa kurtav, it's missing a droplet. Kurtav literally is 1/64th of a lug, and then v'nafal mehem kurtav l'toichoi kishahem shuvim. If these waters, either the meishalokos, the mekvashim, the temet, fell into the mikveh, and prior to falling to the mikveh, they were already shuvim, they already received in a keli, so lohelu, they didn't raise the shear of the mikveh, and furthermore, upoisloi b'shloi shalugin. If three lugin of this type of water falls into the mikveh will become pasul. Aval shamashkin, all other types of liquids except for water, umei peres, and juices of fruits, v'hatzir, it's when you salt fish and some fluids run off. V'hamirius is the actual oil that comes out of fish. V'atemed, which is water which was poured over the fermented wine skins, the grape skins, mishahechmetz, after it has fermented and turned into wine. So these are all not considered water. They lose their identity of water. So then, pa'omim, mal, there are times when they will even raise the shear of the mikveh, upa'omim, she'enin mal, there are times that they do not raise the shear of the mikveh. And the Mishnah explains, ketzad, when do we say that they raise the shear, and when do we say they don't? So the mikveh says, the Mishnah says, mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim so. If you have a mikveh that contains 40 so, chasa achas, missing one so, which means that's 39 so. And then, nafal teche so mayhem, one so of this type of liquid fell into the mikveh. So loy helu, it did not raise the shear of the mikveh, because this is not water, so therefore, it cannot be considered a mikveh which has 40 so of megishonim. Hoye boy aboyim so, but let's say the mikveh already contained 40 so. Nosen so, now he placed a so of this water into the mikveh, a so of this liquid into the mikveh. Grape juice, apple juice, whatever. And then not also, he removed the so from the mikveh. So now we say, areze kosher. the mikveh is kosher because what he poured in became bottled to the water of the mikveh, and now it is considered a mikveh of memsa, although we know physically he removed from the mikveh a saw of liquid.